U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised women for the economic, political, and social gains they have made since she addressed the Beijing conference in 1995 as U.S. First Lady. But she said that for millions, opportunities still remain beyond reach.
Women are still the majority of the world's poor, the uneducated, the unhealthy, the unfed. In too many places, women are treated not as full and equal human beings with their own rights and aspirations, but as lesser creatures, undeserving of the treatment and respect accorded to their husbands, their fathers, and their sons.
Clinton said when women are free to vote and run for public office, governments are more effective and accountable. When they work and start small businesses, economies thrive. When education and health care are available to them, their families and communities prosper. And when women have equal rights, nations are more stable, peaceful, and secure.
We must declare with one voice that women's progress is human progress, and human progress is women's progress, once and for all.
Clinton said the oppression of women is a direct threat to the security of the United States and other countries because instability and the suffering of women go hand in hand. She said the United States is working to reduce this threat by helping women in developing countries through multi-billion dollar initiatives focused on health, food security, and battling the effects of climate change. Clinton spoke on the final day of the Commission on the Status of Women. The conference adopted several resolutions focusing on curbing maternal mortality, empowering women economically, and ending harmful traditional practices such as female circumcision, also known as female genital mutilation. The conference also welcomed the UN's intention of establishing an agency dedicated to women's issues and advancing gender equality. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.